Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. And when it's 4:30 on a Friday here on the ride home, you know what that means. Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters stops by for the Outdoors Outlook, sponsored by Nanticoke Outfitters. You've still got time to book your next guided hunt or even a fishing trip. You can go right to nanticokeoutfitters.com and get that done today. Captain Dave stops by every Friday to let us know what we're going to find if we are heading outdoors this weekend. And for one, the weather couldn't be better, whether you want to get on the water or get out in a blind, etc. But I was kind of joking, Dave. I didn't realize that we were going back in time for a hunting season today.
Yeah, we are. We are. Today was the start of the Delaware muzzleloader season. That'll run through until October 20th. And that's where, Gary, you are correct, folks will be out using their muzzleloader. I don't know how many flintlock guns we'll see out there, but I know that we'll see some more modern muzzleloaders. And in Maryland, I'm sorry, we're going to start on Thursday. So next Thursday, Friday, Saturday will be the muzzleloader season here in Maryland. Take advantage of the opportunity because the deer are moving. We've got this cooler weather in the morning. They're super active right now, both whitetails and sika deer.
Now, you mentioned that it was like going to be Christmas all over with a new season starting here and there. I know the highly anticipated duck season is coming soon, right?
Yeah, that's right. We actually have duck season starting tomorrow in the state of Maryland. So Maryland has their first split that runs Saturday to Saturday. And then the following Saturday, October 26th, Delaware will have their first split. As we've got some good birds that have really just started showing up, Gary. I tell you, I scout all the time, and we've seen good numbers of birds, but this week we've seen more than we've seen all year. So I think we're going to have some good hunting coming up this week.
Nice. Got to love it when you hear that. Now, I know that there's still time for our friends to get out on the water. In fact, I know we talked before we started here that it's been pretty cool in the mornings the last few days, but it's going to get quite warm both tomorrow and Sunday. So if somebody's looking to take advantage of a little more warm weather, where are the best bites if you're around Ocean City or Indian River?
Yeah, I tell you what, Gary, the fishing right now is smoking hot, and unfortunately there's not enough hours in the day to go duck hunting, deer hunting, and fishing because if you could, I would. But I'll tell you right now, Ocean City and at the Indian River Inlet, the sheep's head have been phenomenal. Tog have been just lights out. There's been great opportunity on the flounder. The big flounder are moving in, and folks are catching limits of flounder. And we spent all summer chasing limits of flounder. Well, now's the time. Get out there and get it done. The crabbing in the tributaries is really good right now as well. And I'll tell you, the hot spot in Maryland, because I got our local crabber who provides our lodge with our crabs, they're crushing it in the Tangier Sound area. 10 foot has been the magic depth for the crabs, and the crabs are heavy. So get out there. So much stuff to do this weekend and next week, Gary. And there's no reason for our listeners to not get out. But most importantly, guys, ladies and gentlemen, as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life we're blessed with here on the DeMarva Peninsula.